What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Health Hitters Project. We are talking about module one of mindset. So this was the first module that the Health Hitters group went through completely, okay? So what we went through in this one was a thing called push and pull motivation, okay? This is a big thing, okay? It gets very much overlooked. And like I said, majority of the Health Hitters Project on these sort of things is going to be showing you a little bit of about what we went through, okay? Just giving you an insight into what kind of things, the Health Hitters group go through and how we kind of work things. So yeah, we went through push and pull motivation, okay, and the importance of both. So if you know what push and pull motivation is, then you're kind of already done. You already know what we're going to be speaking about, and you kind of know where this is going. However, push motivation, okay, is the pain. It gets you going. It's the thing that kind of gives you the kick up the ass. You know, it's like your doctor turning around to you and saying, if you don't change something, you're going to have diabetes. Right? At an extreme level. Or, if you don't change this, you're going to get this. Right? It doesn't have to be anything from your doctor. It could be you noticing that right now, you can't run around the playground with your kids. Or your grandkids. It's something that you don't want anymore. It's something that's pushing you to get going. You know, when you first step through the gym, there's a reason why you step into the gym. It's not because you just want to get into the gym. Right? Most people, when they join the gym, it's the last thing they fucking want to do, right? They don't go there for any other reason except for the fact that they've got a goal and they want to achieve something. Now, some of you listening to this might be in a gym right now and you're like, well, no, actually, I go there to have a laugh with my friend. And I want to call you out on it. I want to say, that's bullshit. You started with the gym with your friend because you both had a goal. And the reason right now you're telling yourself that, no, I just go and do it to have a laugh with my friend, is you either got somewhere and now you're not seeing anything. So you're like, oh, well, if I just keep on going, I'm going to go through the motions and it will sooner or later happen. And it's not, right? You're just going through the motions and it's going to get you nowhere, in my eyes. You might get a little bit of progress, but you possibly won't get much. What I call that is you become you're a cog in the wheel, okay? You're just going through the motions, you're just hoping something's going to happen. And what you do is you forget about what you actually started this whole journey for. You started this journey because you wanted to achieve something. Don't become the person that doesn't. Okay, so the pain is the thing that gets you through the door. It's the thing that gets you going. The pull is the thing it's the big thing. It's the thing that you want to achieve. It's the big goal. Okay, it's the thing that is going to get you going. This sounds something like, I want to wake up in the morning and I want to look in the mirror and go, woo! I want to look good. I want to look amazing and be happy with where I am. Okay. I want to be able to go back to the doctors and they're going to tell me that I know I'm no longer on the route to having diabetes, type 2 diabetes, or being pre-diabetic. It might be, I want to be able to run around a playground with my kids and not get out of breath with my grandkids. This is your pull. Okay. Now, the thing with this is, which one should you be focusing on? I used to be a big believer that all you should focus on is the pull. Okay? The want. I want. I want. I want. I want. However, I think you need to be aware of both. Okay? And this is what we went through in the thing. Now, we went through this in a lot more detail. But you need to understand that both have their role. Both have a place to play. Okay? Because if you know where you want to go, brilliant. But where you want to go isn't necessarily the thing that's getting you going right now. And sometimes the thing where you want to go feels so far away. Because it feels so far away, you feel like you're never going to get it. So being a little bit more aware of where the reason why you started this and the reason why you want to get away from something, it's not a bad thing. So that's what we spoke about in module one. Okay, module one was all about push and pull. And I hope you've taken something away from this. I hope you've taken something away from push and pull module one, okay, of mindset, and that you kind of go, shit, right now I'm actually just becoming a cog in the wheel. I forgot why I started this journey. And for most of those people, they're not aware of what they want to achieve, or they don't enjoy the process, or they're doing something, okay? What I also find is people, don't become a cog in the wheel. Okay? Be aware of where you want to go. Be aware of where you started if you're quite early into your journey. Quite early into your journey, be aware of where you want to, what got you here. Still have the goal of where you want to go, because that's the thing that's going to keep you going. Okay? That I want, okay, instead of that I don't want. Okay? Just a simple change in words. I don't want this is a push. I want this is a pull. Okay? So, I don't want this getting you in there. I want this is going to keep you going. Be aware of both. Be strong on both. Be very clear on both and have clarity on both, and then go from there. Sooner or later, the I don't want will do nothing for you, and you it has to have a bigger meaning to it. Okay, so know that. That's module one of mindset. That's what we went through, and we went through in a lot more detail. So if you want to get involved, if you want to know more about it, just let me know. All you need to do is head over to either the website, which is www.jm15fitness.co.uk/health-hitters, or what you can do is head over to the Health Hitters, or well, go onto my Instagram, my personal one, JamesMatthews_JM15, or you can go to Facebook and write in Health Hitters and it will come up. Okay, so go follow us on that. Again, if you've got any questions about the podcast, you want any questions answered, just let me know. Again, we do the Q&A every week, me and my fiance. So I hope you enjoyed that first one, right? It's a bit funny. It was the first time she's ever done anything like that. So it was a bit of a learning curve for her. Of course, I've done it loads of times. But understand, push-pull motivation, both very important. You need to be looking at both. If you don't look at both, then it's going to be very hard. And again, don't become a cog in the wheel, okay? Always know what you're driving for. Never forget what you're doing this for, okay? As I always believe, most people, you know, they lose sight, especially when they're not achieving. I finally have two people in the gym, okay? You have the person that started, didn't achieve what they wanted, so left, and then come back again, okay? Because the pain started to come back through, and bang, and they come back in. Or you've got the person that achieved what they, well, both people achieved, okay? Or you've got the person who started, achieved some, now isn't making any more progress, has done that for the last few months, become a cog in the wheel, and just kind of like just goes through the motion and just hopes that something's going to stick. And it's sometimes not the case, or majority of the time, it's not the case, right? So understand that. Push for motivation. Don't become a cog in the wheel. That's what we spoke about in module one of mindset. So I hope that helped. Next week will be module one of nutrition. And that was quite an interesting one as we went through the pyramid. Ooh, what's that? So, here you ask. So, know that, and then next week we will go through that with you, and we'll have a Q&A. So, if you've got any questions, just shoot them across. Again, ask them through. You can ask them through Instagram, which I just gave you, which is JamesMatthews_JM15, and ask them through there. Or you can go onto the Health Hitters Facebook, and you can ask them there. Okay. So, let me know, and I will answer any questions that you like. Me and my fiance, it can be anything. Remember, my fiance will possibly do any recipes or anything like that. But she's good at cooking. I will answer anything kind of body, fitness, training, nutrition, lifestyle, mindset related. Okay. Relationships will both answer, and I'll possibly get ruined and ripped apart because I'm always focusing on helping people and creating and showing people and educating people how to achieve their best body shape and their better and their health. So, yeah, I'm pretty always thinking about that. I'm always and doing something that is going to improve me, to improve you guys. So, yeah, take it easy, and I will be doing the Q&A later on this week with my fiance. Take it easy, guys and girls.